This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. A new art installation at Northern Vermont University's Johnson campus uses a common and frustrating invasive plant species to explore ideas of colonization, monoculture, rural art, and interactive experiences. The exhibit is called Knotweed with an N, but it uses the Japanese knotweed with a K to make its point. I visited last Friday when the artists were hanging hundreds of stalks of dried knotweed throughout the gallery space. One of them, NVU Johnson digital artist Sean Clute, painted a picture of what visitors to the finished exhibit might experience.
So we are hanging the knotweed, and they almost act like chimes, almost like bamboo chimes. And the idea will be that the audience will have to walk through it in order to experience the exhibition. At the same time, there is some electronics involved, one of which is four drones that are diffused quadraphonically through these speakers. The drones are actually from a spectral analysis of the knotweed itself. So that's happening. And then there's another component too, which is there is a video camera in the gallery that is sensing the presence of the occupants of the gallery. And depending on what the presence is like, there is synthetic knotweed that is generated as well in the space. So it sounds something like this.
I'm Otto Mueller. I teach in the BFA in Socially Engaged Art at Goddard College, and I am a collaborator in this project with Sean. And Sean and I have worked together on a number of projects as the Rural Noise Ensemble, exploring the ways that noise aesthetics can be a critical frame for understanding the rural as something that is also cyborg and contemporary.
Well, wait a minute. Cyborg and contemporary and rural and noise. How does that all work?
The rural is always a site of encounter between technology and the wild, or what could be called nature. So it's always exists as a periphery between those two things, and also takes into account this imagined idea of the pastoral or the bucolic that all of us are trying to negotiate and figure out how we relate to it while we're actually living our lives in a contemporary reality.
So you could have this installation that was just about the sound and the visualization of all of these stalks of knotweed, and then the physical feeling of having to walk through them and move through it and have them hit your body and hit your face, or, you know, move your hands away. But there's also a sort of a socially conscious attitude or a message that you're also trying to maybe subtly and maybe not so subtly infuse into this installation.
What we were thinking about was the way that the language surrounding invasive species, this semiotics of invasion and foreignness, of management and eradication, relates to the xenophobia in the country at large, and how attitudes that might come up around killing the goutweed in your yard could also inform the way that you think about borders and nations and who belongs and who doesn't.
That's challenging because I imagine a lot of people who think of themselves as socially progressive or socially conscious and who have perhaps ideas that more people should be in this country or that we should be more welcoming might be the same people who say knotweed is an invasive species and by its very definition is killing off native species. And that's not how I feel about immigration, but that is how I feel about knotweed. And now you want me to conflate the two?
Absolutely. I mean, not absolutely we want you to conflate the two, but absolutely we want you to think about that. All of this knotweed is from the property where I live. And so when we sat in the monoculture that it creates and seeing and experiencing the way that it's destroying and choking out the other plants, we realized that relating it to migrant people and xenophobia is not telling the whole story. personally, I started thinking a lot more about the knotweed as a colonizer and how that relates to my own identity as part of a settler colonial culture, a settler colonial monoculture as well, if you think about Americanization as a project. And so then that made it even more complicated, because dealing with the knotweed has been a way of thinking about how I relate to my own presence and invasion of the land that I own and live on, and the way that me trying to reclaim land from the knotweed and the knotweed trying to reclaim land from me are not that different. And in this project, I think we wanted to create a space where that can be considered in an intimate way.
I would say that the installation Knotweed, as well as the work that we've done as the Roll Noise Ensemble, it's not like we're approaching this with some kind of political or propagandist kind of agenda. It's more about creating art that deals with ruralness and some of the issues that surround ruralness. And creating a environment or an installation or a musical composition in which we can use these creative expressions to allow viewers to enter into a larger dialogue with the work, but then with the issues underlining the work, too.
So how do you do that before people walk in here? Because, I mean, are you going to stand at the door for every student and every person from the public who walks in and say, here's what I want you to think about when you're walking through this sound installation? Or, you know, do you anticipate it being more subtle? Or is there a placard at the door that says, halt, all ye who enter need to be thinking about invasiveness and immigration?
That's a great question, because this is one thing that we have dealt with in our work, which is how much do we want to say? How much do we want to reveal? How much do we want to leave to interpretation? And there's a balance that's really hard to strike, especially when dealing with work in this kind of context. One way in which we've decided to approach that in this work is that while this room is more or less a sonic experience, a visual experience, and an abstract experience, right outside the gallery will be these very formalized glass containers that will hold objects that are more relevant to the specific concepts that we're addressing. One thing, just to step back on the lines of all this, is myself, Otto, and Pauline, we all come from this background of experimentalism, American experimentalism. And one thing is taking all those tools and then creating work in a rural area has a lot of meaning to us, because it's an observation that a lot of the influence in the art world comes from urban centers. And we see this as an opportunity to harness the uniqueness of living in Vermont, which we have been doing for a number of years, exploring some of the issues that surround Vermont and ruralness, and then using the techniques of American experimentalism in order to showcase and maybe perhaps one day influence the work that is happening in more metropolitan areas. So there's a cross-pollination or balance, because at times, and even you can argue in the political sphere, it seems like a lot of the influence is coming from outside, and we're hoping to go the other way as well.
I mean, not just in the political sphere, when you think about census data and how we characterize the very concept of rural in America, it is not its own definition. It is a definition that is just the absence of being urban. Urban is the definition. It's a population and density definition. And rural is just, well, if you're not urban, you're rural. So through your artwork and through this idea of American, you know, experimental art, you're trying to shift that so that rural itself can be a starting point, not just, you know, what happens five or six steps down the line when it finally hits this part of the country.
I think this piece in particular is a work that came out of uniquely rural experiences, both in terms of watching the Japanese knotweed on the piece of land where I live encroaching over the period of years, and also us spending hours out there harvesting it that activity itself changed the way that we were thinking about the material that we were working with and the conceptual framework behind it.
If I could add just a little bit, Jane. I'm Phil Robertson. I'm the director of the Julian Scott Memorial Gallery and adjunct here at Northern Vermont University. Over the last few weeks, knotweed has been invading the gallery. I would come in on a Monday, and there would be knotweed in the corner, and then there would be more knotweed. And so I got my intern started to figure out this plan of how are we going to get 300, and I think we're going to have 300 sticks, up on the ceiling and hanging. So they started to drill holes, wire them, but they were a tangled mess, so I hung them in my office.
This looks like a closet, Phil. This is also your office?
But it's really quite incredible when they're all grouped so close together, the sound that they make. And it's just been a delight and an overwhelming prospect of how to make this all happen. But Otto and Sean have just been fantastic, and it's good fun and hard work all at the same time.
Well, thank you both, and all three of you, in fact, for sharing this exhibit, especially as it's not quite done. It's really been interesting to visualize how it's all being developed and built, and I look forward to seeing and hearing what it's like when it's done.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was great talking to you about all this.
That was gallery director Philip Robertson, along with artists Sean Clute and Otto Mueller. There's also another interactive part of the exhibit that we didn't talk about, but on March 28th, choreographer and dancer Pauline Jennings will be contributing an interactive dance performance to the immersive experience. But wait, there's more. There's also a live musical component as well, led by NVU Johnson faculty member Jason Rideau. We have a link to all the information at vpr.org.